Well, I'm here at one of my favourite places in Newcastle-under-Lyme, the New Vic Theatre, and the current play started at the weekend with great reviews already. And I'm very honoured that two of the cast of The Hounds of the Baskervilles have taken some time out for a chat. So we have Elise Liebert. Hello, Elise.
Hello.
And we also have Thomas Richardson. Tom. Hi, Tom.
Hiya. How you doing?
There's no need to ask how rehearsals are going, is there, because you've actually started. So, Elise, were you ready?
I think so. It's one of those things when you're rehearsing a comedy, sometimes you get to the end and you go, oh, gosh, are we, like, too prepared? Is it not funny anymore? With this kind of show, you have to have a level of being ready, but also expecting the unexpected and see what the audience is going to react like.
And how did they react?
Yeah, we were really pleasantly surprised. Like, you don't lose faith, but you kind of go, oh, are we still funny? And then when you hear the audience reaction and you can sense that they're with you, there's nothing better than that as an actor. Yeah, it's joyous.
And I am speaking to two of the cast here, and there are many characters that are played by just four of you. But Tom, I think that you play six of those characters, so how tough's that?
It's a bit like a crazy relay race. It feels like jumping out of an aeroplane without a parachute, and you've just got to trust that you land, basically. That's what it's like, because you just have to go. It's pretty bonkers.
The actual novel, it's quite a serious, heavy-going book, isn't it? And this play is described as a comedy thriller. So how does comedy versus thriller balance out in it?
I think really well. I think the best kind of shows, books, anything grip you the best when there's a silliness, funny, but also like you're tested and get to sit there and go, who has done it? I think those are the best ones, the contrast.
There's a real mystery to be solved.
Yeah.
So there's a whodunit essentially on top of all the comedy silliness. Yeah.
It's a special year for the New Vic, this show as well. It's 40 years since this wonderful Theatre in the Round opened its doors. So let's talk Theatre in the Round. Elise, do you enjoy working in the Round?
I love it. I love it mostly because it's just like a different element that you get. I think my favourite element is that you get to watch the audience react to each other. I think that's the most like electrifying thing when you're surrounded by it. When I've been in audiences myself and I get to be a part of that. But yeah, I love the Round. In fact, I feel like I work in the Round quite a lot. It's quite weird when I go back to not. Yes.
And Tom, do you think that this particular play works well in the Round?
I think every play works better in the Round, if I'm honest. Simply because, for me, if you can stand opposite someone and really talk to them and connect with them, and then you go back to the end on the sort of normal, inverted commas, version, you find yourself standing very oddly because you're standing side by side next to someone. And then when it comes in the Round, it just opens it up completely. Yes. So yes, it does. Particularly, this works brilliantly because there's people coming at you from every direction and also behind you. You know, people that know the space, we come from behind those, down those aisles as well. And we're running around. We're doing our workout basically every night.
Well, you are. Yes, definitely. And as an audience member, I love Theatre in the Round. You're part of everything. You're part of the set and all of the atmosphere and all the emotions are a lot more alive, aren't they?
I always think audiences in the Round are an added cast member. In the Round, it really does feel like you're more connected with us, and I love that.
And also, you will have found out that the offstage team, sometimes called the creative team, which I just think that you're all creative, so I kind of refer to them as the offstage team. They're fantastic, aren't they, here? Nothing's left to chance. The first time I was coming here to see something scary, I thought, it's not going to be that scary in theatre. Of course, when I got here, I couldn't move, couldn't breathe, because the atmosphere was just absolutely so intense. So have we got any of that with this play?
Short answer, yes. I don't want to give anything away, really, but yeah, there's a really strong balance of the mystery and we play with the audience's expectations. There's moments in the show that will, bump your goose, as it were. Yeah.
And we've all heard of The Hound of the Baskervilles from childhood, but let's give a mention to the writers who've adapted it, Stephen Canny and John Nicholson, and also the director, Joyce Branner. Have they done a good job?
A brilliant job. I think what is great about this show is there is something for everybody, whether you are into like the thriller mysterious side of it, whether you like the comedy side of it, there's physical comedy, slapstick, everything you can imagine. So I think, yeah, they've done a brilliant job.
There's a lot of language in it. There's a lot of verbal back and forth, a lot of jokes. It's not just a physical clowning show. It's something quite different with that. It's kind of put everything into the mixing pot with this show.
And I saw something that Joyce Branner the director, has said about the two of you and also the other two people acting with you. She said this, so we've got a great, funny, tight script to start with, and then we've got an amazing team working on this. Actors who are funny in their bones. How lovely is that?
That's nice.
That's a very nice thing to hear about yourself. We have had a wonderful team on this, I think. We had such a really open and kind, supportive rehearsal room in which you could just be yourself.
With comedy, it's true what they say, it's a really serious business. It's really tough to get it right and then to be really relaxed and make it seem like off the cuff. So, yeah, comedy's tricky. Mm. And if you get it right, the audience immediately tell you by laughing. And if you don't, they don't. So
that's as simple as that. Mm. So, I mean, you play so many different parts between you all throughout. There are lots of parts in it. Where does most of the comedy come from? Who's got the best funny lines?
It's a competition.
That is very tricky.
Elisa's playing Watson. Yeah. Watson is just an absolute joy because there's a real innocence to Watson, sort of trying to keep up with Holmes's virtuosity. So there's a lot of setups, and then Watson has these wonderful moments. And also Elise is just very, very funny. I can't look at her a lot of the time without laughing. I mean that in the nicest possible way.
Wait, what have you got to say about that, Elise?
I know, it's just my face, you're laughing. But I also struggle to look the other actors in the eyes, yeah. Because when you see that little glint of cheekiness coming through, yeah, there's too many. You have to come and see it to choose yourself, I think.
Mm-hmm. And I think they were compliments there. I think it was full of compliments. It's just, yeah. You just weren't quite sure. And of course, you have great CVs, many talents, music, dance, accents. So let's finish off with an appeal for the good people of Staffordshire and Newcastle under Lyme to come and watch The Hound of the Baskervilles. So from each of you, can you invite the audience of Staffordshire to come and see the play, but in character?
People of Staffordshire, you have to come and see it. You're going to have a great time. Lots of fun, lots of giggles. Break out the gym jams and slip stops. You'll get what I mean when you come and see it. Love to you all.
So follow that, Tom.
I don't think that's possible. This is my character's voice. He talks like this, unbelievably. So yeah, people of Staffordshire, come and see The Hound of the Baskervilles if you want to come and have a really rootin' tootin' good time.
Brilliant. So let's just summarise everything. Mystery, misdirection and mayhem. A fiendishly funny whodunit describes The Hound of the Baskervilles, written by Arthur Conan Doyle and adapted for the stage and also adapted to engage a funny bone by Stephen Canny and John Nicholson, and directed by Joyce Branner. And you can watch this comedy thriller until Saturday the 14th of March here at the New Vic Theatre. For more information or to book tickets, newvictheatre.org.uk. And I, for one, cannot wait to see it. Thank you both. It's been lovely to speak to you. Thank you.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been lovely to meet you.